get up on the hill, and on the first one side of the hill, and the other end, it stopped you and robbed you. You couldn't get by. And of course, had the life scared out of me. I told him that. I said, now, we make it today, and let's go on. And we come back up here next week sometime. So, well, we couldn't go with me. He said, yes, let's go on down there. So they crowded here a little to keep us overnight. And Jeff got a pretty big house, two-story building, two-story house rent out there on the Mississippi River. I went on down and scared to death, and almost crossing that hill, and Cousin Hughes in front. He drove in front all the time. Mother and I followed the trail in separate buggies. And he is brave. They both had a gun on with us. I mean, revolvers, fire shield.
And what do you call the little shell that you put in the
cartridges? Mine was a 32. Ivy Johnson his, and this cousin mine was a Smith & Wesson 32. And we made it over at that hill. Well, after we got to the foot of this hill, we had to cross the railroad again. What they call the Mississippi Valley Railroad. And then we had been about 12 miles drive. I guess it was more than 3 o'clock in the evening, or later, maybe later. We got across that railroad. And that is something, you know, a horse buggy or a horse. We lived up here, either one of us. Boy, horses, very seldom you had to see a railroad train, you know, a locomotive. Well, we got this railroad just about ready to. Oh, as close as near that wood out there to this railroad train coming, pulling a great long string of boxcars and freight trains. He's in front, and he jumped out and grabbed his run around, throwed the line down and grabbed his horse, but he put him turning the wheel and back, you know, and turned his buggy over, tying the wheel down. So did I. Well, they just scared to death. The horses, they just shook like leaf off a tree in the wind. So anyway, finally the old train got out of sight. We jumped back in the buggy, and this cousin, I said, well, we won't have another one now.